Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Sydney Senior Services, where they never charge for their service.
831, Anna Collins, lead cheetah. What is that? What's the technical term? Lead cheetah.
Lead cheetah carnivore keeper.
There we go. Try to say that five times fast. At Wildlife Safari, in with Sarah Roy this morning. And you guys have gotten involved helping us with the Share the Love thing. Tell us what you've been doing.
Yeah, absolutely. So our animals really wanted to get involved, and as well as us as keepers. So we actually decided to do some Valentine's Day cards for the seniors that you guys are doing here, and they actually painted and stepped on some of the cards, and we wrote them a little note on all of them, so that those can go out to all the senior centers around.
Now I see where you've got kind of the footprints. I'm curious though how you get their writing to look so good.
Yeah, well, they have a lot of practice. They definitely go through all of those classes when they're pretty young. So
she's kidding about that part. Well, it's a cool idea, and one of the things over the years with Wildlife Safari is all these things that you do to sort of enrich the animals' lives, not just, okay, there you are, there's your 2 acres.
Yeah, absolutely. Enrichment is an important part of our day as well as their day. So we absolutely love their enrichment just as much as they probably do. So we spend a lot of time kind of thinking through and figuring out things that we can do to break up their day and make it more exciting. And these paintings are something that we do every single day. We offer them for a daily encounter as well at Wildlife Safari that you can sign up for in our guest services department and watch them paint yourselves. But they really enjoy doing it. They get snacks the whole entire time. And in the summertime, it's really nice because that paint is really nice and cool on their paws. So they actually really do enjoy it.
So does the paint come off easily?
It does come off pretty easily. It is non-toxic water-based paint. So they just kind of lick it off once they're done, or the rain will eventually wash it off too.
So it looks like you guys have got a lot of cards here.
Yeah, we tried to do as many as we could. I think we determined that our number was around 80 or so that we got to finish.
Wow. And I think that'll be a special treat for the seniors as it goes out to different nursing homes, care facilities, retirement centers, and all that.
Yeah, absolutely. And around this time of year, we really do try to bring our ambassador cheetahs out to senior centers around the community. And unfortunately, with everything happening around this time, we aren't able to do that. But this is just another way that we can kind of give back to the community and still be in those senior centers without physically being there.
So how long have you been at Wildlife Safari?
I've actually been there 2 years now. So it's been amazing. I love it. It's a very unique experience, and Wildlife Safari is huge to the community, as I'm sure most of you know. We love doing things for you guys and love seeing you out at our park.
So did you have a background in doing this before, or how did you end up here?
I did, yeah. I'm actually from Ohio, so I worked at a zoo out there. I went to school for a animal sciences degree. Actually went to be a pre-vet studies found my first zoo job, and then just fell in love with that work. And I love what I do now, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. So,
how do you get from Ohio to Wildlife Safari?
That's a great question. It's a lot of connecting. It's a lot of just making personal connections. I actually found a girl out there that was working at the same zoo I was in Ohio. She had done an internship out here at Wildlife Safari. She raved about it. She loved it. And it convinced me to come out here. And I did an internship for a couple weeks and then got my full-time job.
So had you ever been out here before?
I had not. I hadn't been any farther than Tennessee before. So it was a big, big leap of faith. But I'm so happy that I did, and I couldn't have pictured something better. So
what about Wildlife Safari is maybe different, or maybe that you like better about maybe a typical zoo?
Yeah, gosh, there's so many things. Obviously, the number one obvious thing being that we are a drive-through park. So not like your typical zoo where you get to walk through, but we also do have that option. So I think it's very unique that we get to have that for the people, and especially around this time being very COVID friendly, and you know, you can stay in your cars and your vehicles, but that's not just for this time of year, it's for all year round. You know, kids and seniors are always susceptible to different things, and being able to have that option to stay in your vehicle the whole time but still be able to enjoy the park is so amazing. And we offer a lot of different daily encounters and really get to, again, have that outreach to the community, and I really enjoy that about the park as well.
So what are some of the things that are going on that people could see when they come out?
Yeah, so we have a lot of things going on. So our spring break is actually coming up on March 13th. 13th, I believe, March 13th. And so we have a lot of encounters offered. We have them almost on the hour daily. And so definitely come out, check those out, sign up for them in our guest services department. If you're not able to come out, we are doing a lot of things online and on our social media as well. We do lives every single Friday, so you get to see a live video of one of our animals that week. And we're also doing creature crates right now. Our education department are doing those. And so you can buy them actually in the gift shop, or you can order them online. And they're just a box that actually comes with an animal of the month that we choose. Right now it is red pandas. Those guys are our new animals in our village area. And it comes with a lot of different activities, comes with a plush little animal, comes with a painting and a note from their keepers. And so that's a really great activity for you guys to do at home if your kids are out of school, in school, anything like that. It's awesome. And so those cost about $40 for one box if you come and buy it at the safari, or you can buy a subscription for every other month, and they're about $35.
One of the things that you guys had to do kind of when March hit and all of that is regroup on some things. But one of the elements that seems like it's got a lot of long-term potential to reach even farther is some of these virtual encounters and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really excited to get those started and or keep those going, I should say. Again, it's a great way to, you know, reach out to people. We do our live videos a lot. We are doing Zoomfaris now that you can purchase as well. We've done a lot for like school groups and things like that, which are usually discounted for large groupings like that. And it's amazing. It's definitely great to see the children's faces and all of the questions that they have to ask. And especially when they get to see a cheetah up close or purring over the phone or TV screen or anything like that. And it's really rewarding.
All right. Anna Collins, Wildlife Safari, and all these cards for our Share the Love promotion. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you guys for having us.
8:38 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.